Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
First time the Mavericks have ever moved up in the lottery, and now we'll see Flagg shoot and knock down at 3 points.
There we go. That was Cooper Flagg in his preseason debut with your Dallas Mavericks. That was one of the two threes that he hit last night as the Mavericks were victorious over the Oklahoma City Thunder B team. But we will not be worrying about the box score in the final game, more of a feel and how it looked out there. Listen to the Fan After Dark, Blake, Fred, Ross here on a Tuesday evening. Getting you guys informed and giving you guys a little bit of
laughs. What are we calling this? Are we calling this a Tasty Tuesday?
It's Tank Top Tuesday, no? It's Tank Top Thursday.
You know, I forgot that it was Tank Top Tuesday because I think it was Thursday that we wore tank tops last time. Now, you pulled it off, but I didn't. But okay. I'll be ready for Thursday.
So is Thursday Tank Top?
You know, I mean, I think you can go Tuesday or Thursday. I mean, it rhymes with either day.
My suggestion would be Thursday because you already have like TD Tuesday. Like you've got a couple of other like Tuesday events. So I feel like you can kind of like own Thursday.
Tank Top Thursday.
By making it Tank Top
Thursday. Now, Tank Top Thursday doesn't have quite the alliteration that Tank Top Tuesday does.
No, you're right. You're definitely right there.
But I think you can go wrong with either day. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm asking from you, Fred Davis. Yes, and I know we were watching the game sparingly here and there. Dave. What was your favorite Mavs lineup or your kind of fave Mavs lineup in theory? Because I know we caught spurts of the game. We weren't able just to lock in and watch all.
Yeah, but I was okay with the starting lineup.
Okay.
I think that's going to be...
For those who missed it, that was D'Angelo Russell, Klay Thompson, Cooper Flagg, Anthony Davis, and Derek Lively.
Now, in fairness, that's the group that I was able to kind of lock into mm-hmm. the most because we were able to catch a little bit of it before our show started.
Yeah.
Since we're on 8 to 11 on Mondays. What was that? Cowboys Hour. Cowboys Hour. Sidecar Social every Monday from 7 to 8 with Brad Sham.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. But no, I thought that, I'm less concerned right now about the starting lineup. And I'll tell you what I did like though. I don't mind PJ Washington coming off the bench. We talked a little bit about this during crosstalk. I am A-okay with that. I'm not.
As long as he's okay with it. If he's like, hey, I'm fine with this role, and there's going to be some games I think he will start.
And Bobby Corella talked about that today with G-Bag when he was on with him. Go check that interview out. It was great. But I thought he had a great point. I mean, and you said this as well. I mean, he's the best sixth man in the NBA as far as all-around game.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I mean, he's a starter on a lot of teams. Very balanced
he's
guy.
He's a starter on 25 of the teams in the NBA right now.
Yeah.
All right. So, and he's been a starter. So, and I don't take it as a slight. I don't think it's any. I mean, you need, because look, at the end of the day, who's in at crunch time? Yeah. Like, that's the bottom line. Is it's not like he's still going to give you 25, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. My thing with PJ Washington, the importance in Toronto is just
they keep doing this to the Yankees.
So
when they
right now,
when they score
goodness.
In an inning, they pour
they,
it
they
on.
They score in bunches.
I think the series score has got to be what they had 13-11.
They're shellacking them, dude. They're shellacking.
It's like 30-6 series
very,
score.
Very one sided. But from a Maverick standpoint, I just want to see And again, you could really, the theme for this year is health. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like this is one of the, and you could, and again, I get it. It's professional sports. Every team has to be healthy, but if Charlotte doesn't stay healthy, who cares? Mm-hmm. All right.
You know what? I disagree. I care. I'm very fond of the Charlotte team. Pick a different team. Pick a different team.
LaMelo Ball, but
and we got Josh Green over there. We got Spencer Dinwiddie over there. We got Grant Williams over there.
We still don't care.
All the Mavs castaways are over there.
Yeah, it's the Mavericks.
Dennis Smith was there not too long ago.
Mavericks East.
Mavericks East over there. Pick a different team. Well, the Wizards. I like
the Wizards. The Bulls. Shout out to.
I like Matas.
You know, I do too. But again, but my point is, if they get hurt, nobody cares. Okay. And you could argue nobody outside of Dallas cares if they get hurt. My point is that the ceiling is the floor, or the floor is the ceiling, depending upon what my boy MJ wants to say. But the difference in this team healthy versus if it gets hurt is not. This team healthy is a championship contender.
I agree.
It's not hyperbole.
You've got a bunch of pieces. There's not really. The two biggest weak spots is point of attack defender and creation.
You're worried a little bit on the perimeter side.
Because obviously Kyrie's hurt, so we do have to count that. For half the season, you're probably not going to have Kyrie. So,
no.
And when you think about just strictly guards, when you're going against these guard-heavy teams, guarding the guards and scoring against the guards, you're not exactly plentiful in that area. I think you can make it happen and make it work with different areas, and it might look a little funky sometimes. But traditionally speaking, just on paper, you're not like, oh, when you had Luka and Kyrie, you got this and that. You have no problem with creation.
You got so many different lineup capabilities.
You can go big, you can go small, shooter, you can go non-shooter. Like PJ, Najee, and Cooper Flagg to me can play the 1-4.
Oh, absolutely.
All three of those guys could be all three of those guys could be the guy that's bringing the ball up the court. Cooper Flagg, we're seeing it. Jason Kidd keeps talking about it every time. Najee, we saw it last year.
Yeah.
If you remember, for like 2 months, he was your point guard.
Yeah.
Not in a joking way. He was listed as your point guard, bringing the ball up the court. And PJ Washington has been a point forward kind of his whole career. I don't think he'd be the primary guy.
No.
But he can be like, hey, if you have Jaden Hardy out there, PJ, I want you to bring the ball up the court. I don't think that'd be a crazy thing because we saw that lineup where it was Jaden Hardy and Cooper Flagg being the two smallest guys on the court, and Cooper Flagg was doing a lot of the ball handling duties in that second quarter.
I think Gafford and Lively are the only two dudes that you're not going to see bring the ball up the court.
Yeah,
and I'm okay with that. Everybody else, though, I think you could see, and again,
even
not
Anthony
consistently.
Davis.
Look, AD,
he's done that for a while. That wouldn't be a new thing.
It absolutely wouldn't be. But to your point, what I liked last night from what we were able to catch, snippets of throughout the course of the night last night. Was just
the pace
that you saw, the ball movement that you saw. The ball didn't stick.
No.
Right?
There was not a lot of ISO ball.
No. It's not. And this is not a shot at Luka, but you didn't have just one dude at the top of the key just dribbling, for 5-10 seconds while everybody just kind of stood around and watched. And so you're going to see a lot of movement. Now, you have questions as far as your 3-point shooting is concerned, right? I mean, look, inside you're going to be be the best. Oh, interior wise, you might be the best offensive and defensive team in the NBA interior wise.
Well, let's listen to the players that are on the team talk about exactly what me and Fred are talking about. We said we like the new flow of the offense. Anthony Davis getting the ball at the top of the key, no isolation, guys backdoor cutting, guys running up and down the floor. Does Jason Kidd agree? Does he like the new offensive execution that he saw in the first Mavs preseason game?
What did you think of the offense in game speed for the first time seeing it with the guys on the floor and how things were executed?
It was good. They got tired. That's good. They were moving. They were playing with pace. And the more that we can play at that level, the sooner we'll adjust to that. That comes with being in shape. But our depth can be a big part of that, is being able to bring guys in that are fresh to keep that level high.
I mean, he hit it right on the nail. We talked about depth. We talked about conditioning. And Max Christie was kind of talking about that. We'll play his cut here in a second. And Max Christie came into, I don't know if this is indirectly the question right here, but I listened to the press conference. Max was talking about his offseason conditioning and kind of coach challenged him to be in shape. And he challenged himself to be in shape. Not that he wasn't last year, but like, hey, we're going to ask a lot from you. We're going to ask you to be up and down the floor. We're going to ask you to... Remember what Josh, you weren't here when Josh Green was here, but Josh Green was that high energy guy that was picking up guys 94 feet,
right,
up and down, doing the backdoor cuts, filling in the gaps. And I think Max Christie can be a much better Josh Green. And if he works on his playmaking and creation, he can find himself being in those closing lineups, in those starting lineups, in those crunch minutes.
Just knock down open threes. That's really all you need to do.
Well, I think he has to do a little bit of playmaking, because think about when he's on the floor, if he's in that starting lineup, just being a 3-point shooter, then might as well just have Clay out there. I need him to be a little like, that's how he can separate himself. That's how he can get more playing time.
To your point, though, he did look, and I mean, not just knock down threes, but I mean, as far as, because you mentioned it yesterday during during the game, where he ran the break and dunked on somebody.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, and now, I mean, it wasn't like some crazy, like, two-handed tomahawk.
Even the backdoor cut, he finished at the rim and dunked
it. He absolutely did, right? So to your point, no, you want to see him. I want to see a little more aggressive. And what I mean by knockdown shots is that's what he didn't do at the end of last season.
There's going to have to be spurts where you have to create your own spot. And they've all talked about that. We don't have Luka and Kyrie on this team currently stated where they can just ISO wizard and someone's getting a wide open shot. It's going to have to be a collective unit where everybody has to be able to get their own shot. Everybody has to be able to come off a screen and a dribble handoff. Everybody has to be able to make the open shot. Like, there's not going to be Kyrie's on the floor, everyone kind of take a back seat and just hang out. But one thing that I am pretty confident they'll be very good at this year is defense. We know how they profile with Anthony Davis, Cooper Flagg, Lively, Gafford, Max Christie as well being a big point of that. What does Max Christie think about the Dallas Mavericks defense, and what expectations does he have for them this year?
How great y'all's defense can be, and in that locker room, do y'all believe that y'all can be the best defense in the NBA?
Yeah, well, we set that goal for sure at the beginning of training camp. We said we want to be the best defensive team in the league, at least top three at worst. And so we definitely have the personnel to do it. We got a lot of guys, let alone, you know, bigs at the rim, obviously. We got a lot of shot blocking. And then if we can, you know, put pressure on the perimeter as guards, create deflections, create steals, I think that'll, you know, obviously fuel our offense. I think offensively, on paper, we've got a lot of great firepower as well. You got one of the best shooters ever with Clay, and D'Lo's a great facilitator. AD is AD. Cooper's going to give us a punch, and we got guys that are really, really good on both ends of the floor, and so we want to be able to use that to our advantage, being able to create turnovers and then create easy baskets for us. I think we'll win a lot of games if we can do that.
Max Christie for president. I mean, this guy is so well-spoken. Yeah, I heard every word he said. He enunciated every single word.
If you didn't know any better, this guy was on the coaching staff. I mean,
he top three in defense. He said it.
It's Well, they
that's their goal.
No, they're going to. I mean, this is a team that. Well, I mean, look, that's what Nico said. Defense wins championships. That's what Nico told us that, for crying out loud. You know, it's funny. I watching Mavs Twitter. So now that I'm in year two here in Dallas, when we think about where this team was,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That a year ago.
It was sad.
Well, no, it wasn't. Remember?
Oh, you're talking about Luka on the team?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. A year ago today, we were getting, you know, Luka was still, he had the little calf injury, right? Man. He was kind of, you know.
It hasn't even been a full year. I guess you're right.
No, it hasn't. I mean, let's call it what it is. I mean, we were talking about, is this team a championship contender? You had gotten Clay. You know, you would win. Who's the other guy you went out and got? You'd gotten Najee,
mm-hmm.
All right, and you'd gotten Quentin Grimes,
mm-hmm.
Okay, and so you were saying yourself as a team, like, okay, you know, obviously.
And Kai Jones, you can't.
You didn't get Kai until midway.
I'm just
remember?
Saying, he was just on the team. Can't forget about Kai.
He wasn't.
Jones.
But Kai wasn't on the team at the beginning of the year.
I know, I'm just saying. Just don't forget about him.
Well, I'll never forget about Kai Jones. But it's funny how different
Remember when Maxi Kleber was on this team?
Maxi, well, so that was one of the first like vehement arguments you and I ever got into on the air was when you said that you could score.
Oh yeah,
on Maxi Kleber,
and we never. And
I want to say you almost suggested
unbelievable.
Like you, I don't remember. Okay, I remember you saying you could score on him.
Uh-huh.
I don't think you were foolish enough to say you could beat him.
I don't think I said it.
I don't think you could say you could beat him, but I do remember you saying you could beat him, that you could score on him.
I definitely remember that part.
And I told him,
think that. Did anybody watch him for the Lakers? Wasn't very good.
Okay.
Slow feet.
But I'm just telling you right now. Look, I'm going to put it to you like this. I'm going
to
put it to you like this.
I'm sorry.
You asked, we asked everybody on Mavs Media Day.
Uh-huh.
If you had to play a civilian, what would be the score at 11-0?
Yeah, those were all. We asked good players. I agree. We asked PJ. We asked Brandon Williams.
Maxi Kleber
couldn't beat anybody on the current Mavs. So the Mavs falls deaf on that. Everybody on the current Mavs.
But you're not beating him. And you're
I
not
am.
Scoring.
I didn't say I was beating him.
You're
I'm
not
scoring,
scoring
him.
You're not scoring on Maxi Kleber. I'm telling you right
slow
now.
Feet.
Because
slow
once
feet.
You, because if you said that to him to his face.
That's fine. I'd hope he'd lock in. Anyways, I don't want to get distracted too much. Who do you think has the most to gain in these Mavs preseason games? Like who is up against and needs to play well to get minutes? Like D'Angelo Russell to me showed you even in the first game, I can pass the ball well. We're good.
Jaden Hardy.
It's got to be Hardy, right?
Jaden Hardy has to. And you and I were joking around watching him last night. I mean, there were a couple times.
He shot the ball 13 times.
Dude, he
nobody shot it over double digits other than him.
He doesn't care. Like he can't help himself. Like
gets the rebound.
If he have ball, will shoot. I mean, that's Jaden Hardy. I mean, there was one time when you and I were watching him, you were like, oh, you got to pass that. And he's just, and then just fade away.
Because I can feel it on the TV screen. I can imagine how his teammates feel. They're like actually on the floor.
And now that we've talked to him a little bit and you kind of feel
like. We love Jaden as a person.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
But we also have to call it how it is, how it's on the, it's not efficient basketball right
now. No. And
it doesn't help the guys that are, you know, fighting for spots. They didn't even play. So they got to win by not doing anything. Brandon Williams didn't play. Caleb Martin didn't play. Dennis Smith-Jr. didn't play. Dante Exum didn't play. Jaden Hardy was the only guard off the bench. And Ryan Nembhard.
You know what? If I hadn't seen Caleb Martin at Mavs Media Day, I would severely question if he's even on this team.
He was, I guess, a healthy scratch. We got no injury designation from him. Okay, I'm going to ask you this and we'll get out of here. Anthony Davis, I think we can all agree, will lead the
Look
Dallas.
Look at Mama Kim talking smack already.
I think we can agree Anthony Davis will lead the team in points, right? I don't think that's a hot take.
No.
Okay.
No.
Who do you, not counting Kyrie because numbers will get weird.
Yeah.
Who do you think will be 2 and 3?
Ooh. I think 2 and 3, I could see it. I'll say PJ and Cooper.
I think that's fair.
I'll say PJ and Cooper because I'm going to tell you right now.
Because I don't think it's going to be D-Lo. I think he's going to be a facilitator and get his minutes cut.
And I think he'll be up and down, yeah. Right? I think there'll be will there be nights where he leads a team in scoring? Absolutely. I could see 2, 3, and 4 all being very bunched together. Here's my question.
That's kind of how it was last year. You had Anthony Davis at 20, and then you had PJ, Clay, and Najee all within 0.5 of each other.
Okay, that's kind of how exactly I feel it'll be again, except I think it'll be D'Lo, Cooper, and PJ. Here's my question for you.
No Kai Jones?
No. He's overseas. does Clay average double digits this year?
I see him right at like that 11 mark, so I'll say yes.
Okay.
I just think he's just going to get burned. He's going to be out there, and he's going to shoot. I mean, how many threes a game did he shoot last year?
Like three or four?
He had 3-point attempts for our boy, what's his name? Clay Thompson. 7.7.
He shot 8 threes a game last year?
Yep.
My God.
He shot more than Kyrie. Kyrie was at 7.2.
I didn't realize he should.
Max Christie right behind him at 4.7.
I did not.
So I need Max to be at 6. If he's going to take a spot, you got to bump it up, Max. I need more than 4 threes a game.
I don't know that I want Max taking more than 4 threes
them,
a game.
What if he's hitting them?
But what was his percentage last year? 32?
36.
Max shot 36% from 3?
Only 2.5 points less than Clay.
Yeah, that was during that hot stretch that he had there towards the middle because he was not shooting 36% there at the end of the year. But at the end of the year, that team was shot. I mean, that was a tired team. All right, coming up next, a little something we like to call NFL stack. The Browns have not given hope on this season yet. And does this mean good news for Shador? Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's NFL stack.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.